attorney's evidence. I believe that's our ring.
I know Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. As a result of the plan to have Abner pose as a tramp and thus encourage his wife to take him back again, the whole marital mix-up in the Peabody family has reversed itself. Now, Elizabeth wants Abner to come back, and Abner prefers to continue his nomadic life. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot'em Down store explaining this new turn of events to Grandpappy Spears. Listen.
You mean Elizabeth's trying to get Abner to come home and now he don't want to go?
That's exactly it. Everything's changed clean around. Just the opposite of the way it was before.
Well, I'll be a monkey pigeon-toed uncle. That's the spavin-leggedest thing I ever heard of.
Oh, I tell you, this has got to work serious, Grandpap. Abner won't do no work. Goes around in them awfulest ragged-looking clothes you ever seen.
Yeah, I know. I seen him. He looks terrible, all right.
And the worst part of it is he's running around with that Willie the Boodler. That tramp that lives down there at the jailhouse half the time.
Yeah, I know Willie. But he ain't such a bad feller, Lum, that Willie the Boodler. Sort of interesting to talk to.
Yeah, but he's sure ruining Abner. Putting a lot of crazy ideas in his head. And on top of that, Abner's picked up a lot of hobo talk from Willie, and you can't hardly understand what he says no more. Then goes around here calling a overcoat a steam-heated Benny and his lunch a lump and I don't know what all.
Yeah, but I heard Willie do some pretty fancy talking. Philosophy's junk. He gives out some mighty good advice.
No, I doubt that. Excuse me, Grandpap. I believe that's our ring.
Yeah, go right ahead, Lum.
Hello. Jot'em Down Store and Library. Lum Edwards talking. Oh, howdy, Elizabeth.
No, he ain't been in since you called a while ago, Elizabeth.
Well, I told him to call when I seen him yesterday. I just don't know what's come over that man. Oh, no, I don't think that's it. I'm sure he still loves you.
Well, no, it ain't all your fault, Elizabeth.
Hardly. Well, now, don't start puddling up there. Everything's going to work out all right.
Well, sure it will.
Well, I've done talked to him, but I'll talk to him some more if it'll do any good. Now, you just stop worrying, Elizabeth, because everything's going to be all right. Yes, Mom. All right, Elizabeth. Not at all. Goodbye. Granny, I feel downright sorrowful for that poor little woman.
Trouble in the home, huh?
Nothing else. Here she's come right out and admitted that the whole mix-up was all her fault, but still it don't do no good.
Jiminy, if I was her... Wait a minute. Here comes that little varmint up out there right now. He ought to be ashamed of himself for treating that poor little woman that way.
Hallelujah, I'm a bum.
Granny, come in here. I want to talk to you. What happened to the door there?
I knocked the bell down. I'm glad of it. Nothing worries me. Howdy, Grandpap. How old you yokels today?
Now, don't start that crazy talk, Abner. You just sit down there, because I've got some serious things I want to say to you.
Good. I'd love to hear them. I've got plenty of time. That's one nice thing about this. I've always got time now to sit down and hear what somebody's got to say. You know, I'm learning a lot these days, Lum.
Well, you're going to learn a lot more right now.
Good. Say, Grandpap, how about a game of checkers?
I ain't got time right now, Abner. I got to stop by the lumberyard and pick up a bundle of shingles.
Shingles?
Yeah, Charity says I got to get that leak in the roof fixed. Oh, fact is, I better get going right now or I'll get a good join when I get home.
I'll see you fellas later. Yeah, all right, kid.
Yeah, so long, Grandpap.
Better fix
that bell back on the door first chance we get.
You hear what that Grandpap said? Got to get home and fix a leak in the roof.
Well, what's wrong with that? If you don't get at them things right away, they get worse and worse, and then it takes a lot of money to fix them. Like that bell on the door, we got to get that thing fixed.
Money.
Got to do it.
That's all you fellas think about. Money and houses. If Grandpap didn't have that house in the first place, he wouldn't have to worry about fixing no leak.
Well, a feller's got to have a house to live in.
Oh, I don't know. Take a look at me. I'm getting along without one. I'm just happy as a lark. Just as happy as a lark.
Abner, you oughtn't to talk that away.
Why not? What's wrong with being happy? tell you, Lum, I'm just now learning how to live.
Nah, it's just plain silly talking, you know it.
Don't worry, it ain't no such a thing. Look at, now, he'd love to be plain checker, but can he do it? No. Why not? Because he's a prisoner of civilization, that's why.
Wait a minute, did you get that from Willie the Boodler?
I might have, I don't know. But look at me. I can play checkers any old time I want to. I don't have to ask nobody. I don't have to quit playing to do something else because I ain't got nothing else to do.
Abner, that's disgusting.
No worries, no cares. Go anywhere I want to, do anything I want to do. I'm a knight of the road, that's me.
Well, if you want my opinions on it, you're just a lazy, no good bum. That's what you're.
You bet your life I am. I doggy, that's a thing to be, too. Mom, you ought to take this up.
Me?
Yes, sir. Do you a heap of good. Learn you how to live.
I wouldn't do no such a thing. I'm a respected man, an upright citizen, well thought of in the community.
Yeah, but are you happy?
Huh?
Are you carefree? Are you at one with the world?
At one with the world?
Yeah.
What are you talking about, anyway?
Well, Willie says that. I know it means something. I ain't sure just what, but are you it or ain't you?
Abner, this is all such disgusting talk, I ain't going to discuss it with you no further.
Where do you sleep at night?
I sleep at home, natural, in the bedroom, on a good bed.
Uh-huh. When you look around you and up above you, what do you see?
Well, I see the walls and the ceiling, natural. Of course, I can't see nothing when the lights is off.
Walls and ceilings, huh? Four walls. Four prison walls. Every morning, them same four walls. Every night, the same ceiling.
What are you driving at, anyway?
Well, take me for incidents. I ain't cooped up in no little old prison. The whole world's my home. I got trees for my walls. The grass is my bed. I got the ever-changing, star-lighted sky for my ceiling.
Oh, my goodness. You hear that.
I quiver up at night with a blanket of moonbeams.
Aye, Granny, you know what's going to happen to you. You're going to catch the pneumonia sleep out like that.
Us knights of the road don't know what it means to be sick.
You don't, huh?
No. I'm
Yeah, I can see right now that you don't.
Dog is
Granny, what a sneeze.
Yeah, it shows right there I ain't used to being cooped up in these little old bird cages.
Now, just a minute, Abner. Don't you go calling the Jot 'em Down store a bird cage. Made a good living for the both of us for a long time now.
Well, you might call it a good living. I can see now, though, it was all a mistake for me, Lum. Leastways for a knight of the road like me it was.
Knight of the road, huh?
That's me. Venal Stiff Abner, old Jungle Joe.
Oh, me.
I better be getting back to Jungle, too. I got to lift a lump Summers and giant old Willie in a mulligan.
Well, just a minute, Bendel Stiff. Before you go traipsing off, there's a few things I want to take up with you.
Go right ahead, boy.
One of them's about your woman. Elizabeth called here I don't know how many times for you. She's begging you to come home now.
Oh, well, I'll call her. Quick as I get time.
Well, you better do it right away. And then there's some papers here I want you to go over with me. Our taxes due again. And there's some OP&A forms to fill out. We've got to start working on our income tax, too.
Yeah, well, you take care of them things, Lum.
Well, I need your help on them, though. These things is awful complicated. Besides, I've got to have your signature on them.
Lum, I ain't interested in none of that kind of junk no more than man-made laws and taxes.
Well, you have to be interested in it, or whether you want to be or not. Don't forget you're a half-owner of this store.
Well, it's going to cause me all that bother. Why, you can just have my half the store. Don't leave on it no more.
You don't?
No, sir. See, Lum, owning stuff just causes you a lot of trouble. The less you got, the less worries you have. More time you have to enjoy yourself. Get out and live for a change.
Yeah, but, Granny, you just can't walk out and leave this away.
Why can't you? Who says you can't?
Well, I don't know, but
why be a slave to civilization? Be the master of your own life. Get shut of your worries and cares. You know the only problem I've got right now, Lum.
You mean you've just got one problem?
Yes, sir, one. And this is it. I can't decide whether I want to go to California or Florida for the rest of the winter.
Well, now, wait a minute, Abner. You know you can't actually go to neither one of them places.
Who says I can't?
Well, nobody, I reckon, but you ain't got enough money for one thing.
The way me and Willie traveled, we don't need no money. Just squirrel hop a drag or ride the rods and we'll be there.
Yeah, but how about food? You're going to starve if you don't eat.
No, well, we'll eat. Don't worry. Our poke gets low while we can work a little here and there. Just get enough in our strides to get a bite at a grab stand. And if we don't want to do that, we can just put the ding on the gilly for a lump.
You can do what now?
Well, we'll eat. Don't worry about that. Never a meal we'll eat in some different town, too. Never the same place twice. Travel all over the world. Follow the birds, north in the summer, south in the winter.
And it don't cost you nothing, huh?
That's a word that we don't even use, Lum, at cost.
Granny, you don't have to figure no income tax, neither.
As long as you ain't got no income, how can you?
Well, Abner, I've still got to have a talk with you about Elizabeth, but before I do, I want to make a phone call.
Sure, go right ahead. I've got plenty of time. I ain't in no hurry no more, Lum. Don't need to go nowhere till I get good and ready. I miss one stack of rust, there'll always be another along.
What's a stack of rust?
A railroad engine. A drag's one of them long, slow freight trains.
Wait a minute. Hello, is that you, Squire? This is Lum.
Lum's awful ignorant for his age.
Oh, just tolerably. Say, Squire, are you still interested in buying the Jot 'em Down store?
I just can't talk to him no more.
Well, I ain't sure just yet, Squire, but chances are I might take my steam-heated bin in, squirrel-hop a stack of rust and a drag for Florence.